This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm kind of bouncing off the walls here behind the scenes because to me this isn't an act. I'm genuinely upset, and the globalists and George Soros are so evil. This is so manufactured. It's so fake. They've tried to silence my free speech for a month, building up for this assault on the Second Amendment and to build this precedent to take our guns. And then I don't even care about the guns themselves compared to what it means once they're gone and the tyranny and the oppression and how everywhere the Democrats are in control, everywhere that they're in charge, everywhere that they're running the system creates a nightmare of collapsing buildings, drug addicts everywhere, zombie-looking people everywhere, and that's what they want. Delaney Tarr is one of the four horsemen of the Second Amendment's apocalypse. I know Mike Adams is setting up Hogwash or Hogwatch to track everything that Mr. Hogg's up to. And, you know, here she is coming out saying, we want the guns. And then we've got campus reform where they go, hey, whatever assault weapons are, ban them all. And we've got other people saying, we're going to kill the gun owners if they don't turn their guns in. Look, we know that's what it's about. It's about wimps getting together in big armies and taking our lives over. Here it is.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take, like right now. Sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
You know, I think I'm going to intro every segment in the rest of the broadcast today with that. And then we could edit that together in with the sheriff's candidate saying we're going to kill the gun owners. They don't turn them in. And then the signs where they said that out there. And we'll edit that into Hogg saying we're shaking in our boots. So we'll edit her in with the candidate saying we're going to kill the gun owners. And then we'll edit that into Hogg saying they're shaking in their boots. No, actually, the establishment are the ones shaking in their boots because we awakened. And that's why they're spending billions of dollars creating synthetic astroturf that you're witnessing right now with the march to destroy our lives. Here's Campus Reform.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're in Washington, D.C. at the March for Our Lives protest. We're talking to attendees about what they want to see. And when they talk about banning assault weapons, do they know what assault weapons are? Let's find out. What sort of policy changes would you like to see enacted?
I think there needs to be a complete ban on assault weapons. We need laws in place that are going to prevent people from walking into schools with assault rifles. Yeah, I think there definitely needs to be a ban on these assault rifles. So any banning of any guns, I would be supportive of.
To give us some rights to have assault rifles is like a higher priority than people losing their lives.
Assault weapons are not necessary for home defense. They're not necessary for the average citizen to have.
What laws would you like to see? What kind of guns would you like to see banned?
Just assault rifles.
Who would support the ban of assault weapons moving forward? How many of you would support banning the sale of assault weapons moving forward? Okay, so 5 out of 5 for banning an assault weapon. Do you know what an assault weapon is?
Now, see, they're the earlier phase. They're just getting them ready to ban something. And now she's there introducing Delaney Tarr. The next phase is ban everything. So again, this has all been done in other countries. It's a formula. Here it is.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
That's right. You're not here for breadcrumbs. You want to take the whole right the country's founded on. And you want our free speech. We get it. But guess what? It's not happening, sister. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So, Delaney Tarr is one of the original four horsemen of the George Soros Second Amendment apocalypse. They are the four students chosen out of the 3,000 because they're anti-gun, their parents are anti-gun. They were put on airplanes and flown around the country, put on every TV show you can imagine to push for gun control. Then Soros, the Democrats, openly through the Women's March, funded this weekend's march to destroy America's future, known as March for Our Lives, where they're not talking about the stand down of the sheriff's department in Coward County. They're not talking about how repeatedly the supposed shooter had been on psychotropics and been adjudicated to have no right to own guns. They never talked about any of that. Instead, they said all gun owners are to blame. You're guilty. You're bad. And if you tell us, hey, young adults who are public figures, we disagree with that, you're banned off Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube for criticizing them, because they are just coming for your Second Amendment. Of course, they're coming for your First as well. That's what always happens in history with this formula. And there is a formula of gun control from Australia to the UK to Germany to France to the Netherlands to Mexico to Brazil. If you go back in the last 100 years, everywhere it starts, we just don't want you having military weapons. Well, guns are there to protect yourself from criminals in government. Hunting is secondary. Then once they get the semi-auto, then they start taking everything, and finally the shotguns. And so Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore, all the usual suspects, the Violence Policy Center, the Bloomberg Group, they've all said they want the civilian abolition of firearms ownership, the official UN treaty, that Obama signed but was never ratified by Congress. The Small Arms Treaty says since July 17th, 2000, it's been re-upped each year. It's passed around the world as more countries sign on. You can look it up online. That the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Now, a power monopoly of the state is called a dictatorship. It's called a police state. It's called authoritarianism. Police state, it doesn't mean cops are bad. It means you've got no rights. The left always goes, oh, you hate cops when I say I don't want a police state. No, that means arbitrarily I have no rights. The government has all the rights. There's no balance of power. So they said that civilian ownership of firearms is a quote. Quote begins, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state and therefore needs to be abolished by treaty, by law, and by military and police enforcement. Close quote. Exact quote from the treaty. Implementation papers that are the codex of how it will be implemented. Now, guess who went to the UN to actually dig that up? In 2001, guess who went and writes for the New American Magazine and published it? Bob Dacey, my old good buddy. I haven't been on here in years. You get Bob Daisy back in studio. Bob Daisy went. He went to the UN. He got the documents. And he actually published that so we'd even know it. Because guess what? The UN will put out a statement, but they keep their implementation documents secret. Just like the UN has 31 articles of universal rights. But when you read Article 30 and 31, it says all those rights are waived if the UN feels like it. So you need to go read it for yourself. Civilian ownership of firearms threatens a legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, I say a power monopoly of the state can go right to hell. Mao Zedong understood it. Political power grows out of what? Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And so you get the media and the hype and the big public schools, and you get four students all over the news, and you say kids are against guns, and then you push them out there, and you get a bunch of old, washed-up Hollywood stars to create this image. They've taken most of the guns in South Africa. Now the genocide's begun there. Dan Lyman article, newswars.com right now. But let's go back to Delaney Tarr and this formula. First, they don't let you give guns to family or have private sales so that when you die, you can't transfer your firearms or you can't give your grandson a firearm. That's the gun show loophole they want to get rid of. Then they ban semi-auto, always calling it a machine gun, but it means all semi-auto. Then they ban bolt action. Then they ban shotguns. But first they make you put the shotguns in a hunting club, and your guns are at a hunting club, but then there'll always be some nut that checks them out and does something, so then that's banned. And then your country descends into hell on earth, and the globalists loot the daylights out of it because they don't want free market. This is the exact formula, and now Delaney Tarr, the video's up on Infowars.com, in an article, tells us exactly what she wants. This video needs to go viral to the four corners of the earth. Thousands of signs saying the same thing. Ban all guns. We're going to kill you and take your guns. This is what they're doing. This is their move. This is their plan. And she sits there in the exact same get-up. By the way, I've been in Hollywood movies. I've been around it. I'm not saying they weren't at the school. I'm not saying shootings didn't happen. But the Democrats are funding this. It's all scripted. You've got the Hispanic girl with a shaved head and the kind of the military outfit. And you've got Hogg and his little outfit. And then you've got this other little Madonna look with the other girl. And it's the same events, the same women's march that funded Madonna the day after Trump got elected saying, I want to blow the White House up. I was there videotaping, and I was there. There she is in the same little get-up, the same production crew, the same operation. The Women's March, funded by Soros, is the main funder and organizer of this. Same people, same deal, same operation. And what do they want? Your guns. They say, you give us an inch, we'll take it a mile. It's not an inch to ban private sales. That is registration by fiat. And then you don't let people have them if they're semi-auto. And then you ban people till 21, even being part of the shooting sports. This is a formula. This is a program. And it's got me angry. I told you when Trump got elected, this meant the big assault was about to start. Because people go back to sleep. And then they come. So here is Delaney Tarr.
There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change to have the Second Amendment to the country destroyed. Now, we've got all the clips of them saying that. That's kind of Hogg that we're shaking on our boots. But let's hear from Madonna 15 months earlier in the same park, at the same mall, financed by the same group, with the same podium, saying this.
I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, We must love one another or die. I choose love. Are you with me?
She choose love, but let's blow up the White House and congressmen are getting shot and all the rest of it. But it's always cute when that happens, right? Or when the globalists find the Arab Spring and millions die and hundreds of thousands of women get sold into sex slavery, including little kids. None of that's on the news because Hillary ran that. That's kind of cute. But let's go out to break with David Hogg saying we're shaking in our boots. That the establishment is. No, the big money, the establishment, took the guns all over the world, Hogg. Here it is.
You can hear the people in power shaking.
Come on, they've
gotten used to being protective of their position, chewing safety, the safety of inaction. Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
Yeah, well, you know what, David? That's all BS. All right, that's good. And again, the idea that no one can ever get shot again, well, that's like banning evil. But it's this idea that when anybody gets hurt because you have a right, it's your fault. Like if somebody runs somebody over with a car, it's your fault if you own a car. This is asinine. We should reject this nonsensical nonsense.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man. Folks, if you ever wanted to be toe-to-toe with the globalists, if you ever wanted to be toe-to-toe with world government, with people that want to take all your basic rights, your right to property, your right to religion, your right to raise your own children, your right to defense, that is their sworn stated goal. And then you see the mobs of leftists, and you go on to major university campuses. I look at old photos of people, I don't care if they're black or white, I think what people used to look like just 30 years ago, and they had light in their eyes, they had fire in their eyes. All of us look unhealthy compared to the way we used to look. But you go to Schlitterbahn or something, and I mean, it looks like Day of the Dead. It looks like a bunch of undead, reanimated walruses. And you just see the young people, all they're on is their smartphones, and the IQ is lowering, and cancer is exploding, and the brain waves are low, and people don't pay attention, and we're in crisis. And the globalists are the authors of 90% of it, and the other 10% they're helping make as bad as they can. And they believe humanity's failed. They believe humanity's over. And everywhere, the left is violent and hateful and bullying and aggressive and creating a spirit of assault and a spirit of confrontation and a spirit of war against the American people. I'm not going to play what I played last week, probably 10 times, the three different congressmen saying, use the Second Amendment against Trump, overthrow Trump, time to take Trump out. The attacks, Republican congressmen getting shot. Republican members of city council, neighbors walk over and shoot them in the head. Rand Paul getting attacked. The leftist media saying, too bad he didn't take Rand Paul out. The dumb left doesn't even know that Rand Paul is one of Trump's biggest critics in many cases. They just don't differentiate anything. Rand Paul's more anti-war than any Democrat in Congress. They don't care. They just want to hate people. And they have whipped them up into an absolute frenzy. And then I see this weird, scummy, ne'er-do-well individual running for sheriff. Daryl Fisher in North Carolina, rattling off. I mean, we've got hundreds of these videos. And I've got people threatening Owen Schroyer in Austin and following him around for 2 hours trying to tell him he can't videotape or talk to people. And they don't agree with his First Amendment either. What these are is a bunch of soft thugs that we've all let push us around so long that they think it's time for them to go ahead and just fully take over. So let's hear from this piece of trash, Daryl Fisher, that thinks if we don't turn our guns in, we just have to die from my cold, dead hand, to quote Charlton Heston. Doesn't this fool know that they're going down the same road the British did at Lexington and Concord? Here it is.
First off, I would like to see the age for purchasing any firearm raised between them. I think that we should ban the sale of all high-capacity magazines, handguns, and long guns. I think that we need to ban the sale of any mechanism that will allow a firearm to fire in rapid succession. Any weapon that's designed for use by the military, I think we should ban. You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my guns from my cold, dead hands. Okay.
Okay. You think if he was the sheriff, it'd be like Broward County, Coward County? Where they'd stand down and then blame the Second Amendment, where they wouldn't bust him when he was supposedly not supposed to have a gun? You think so? That's exactly the types that run blue areas, where they always stand down, and where the mass shooters always come, where they're always magically allowed to do what they want. Just like the lawsuit against me from Virginia, and the news articles say that I said that Umar Mateen was a federal informant, and then I made that up. Turns out him and his daddy were both that, and it's just come out the trial of his widow. That the feds used the evidence they had, that they were tracking them and trying to stop them, but the Justice Department ordered them to stand down in the criminal investigation of his son. And remember, he's the one that showed up, the father, the federal informant, behind the video camera, there with Hillary Clinton at that rally. Motion reveals Pulse gunman's father was FBI informant who shot videos calling for the death of gays, reportedly. And we reported that back when it happened in 2016. And now the Democratic Party is suing me through Georgetown University and their First Amendment clinic. And the lawyers have never seen a First Amendment clinic sue to end the First Amendment, and it actually does that. So, I'm lucky, though. The investigator into Seth Rich just got shot twice in the back and run over by a car, and it barely made the news, but by the grace of God, he survived. People are getting shot in the back for this, folks. Hillary and the globalists have taken their gloves off. Well, you know what? I've taken mine off in the InfoWar, and I believe in God, I believe in Providence, and I believe in you. Now, I feel sorry for the crew around here because I got a little bit wound up during the breaks, but I do need your prayers, though, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real war, and everybody else out there fighting, I want to salute you and thank you for what you've done. But now more than ever, we're getting a lot of new affiliates and a lot of new TV and radio stations. And if you're listening to us, spread the word about that station. Call that station and thank them. Become a sponsor. This is a war. This is the whole future of the country, and they are taking the gloves off because we're handing their butts to them. Briefly, because this is a flash sale. Tim thinks we've got 4 or 5 days of this till it sells out because more isn't coming in for 2 weeks. Or 13 days coming in. 13 days, 14 days. Our best-selling nootropic, Brain Force Plus, we went out and studied the top brain pills that are healthy and good, that are usually 5, 6, 7% markup. And we said, let's just put an even higher dose of all the known healthy compounds for energy and stamina in the mind and clarity and so much more. And let's sell it for $40. But right now, it is 50% off $19.95. It is almost a loss leader at that cost. It's now plus because there's more in each bottle. It's our best-selling item. Thousands. It's what, 6,000-plus reviews. Over 5,000 of them, 5-star. Has a 92% support rate on third-party sites. No other nootropic has that. It is the most popular online nootropic right now, I can officially tell you. And you know why? Because everybody knows the ingredients. Everybody that's in nootropics knows that we only have normally 150% markup. Right now, we've got like a 50% markup on this. And by that, you know, we're making, I think, like $5 on this. We need to sell a lot of it to fund our operation. And I told Tim, he's a really smart guy. I said, Tim, why do you want to go 50% off on this, even though it's going to sell out in the next few weeks? He goes, Alex, we found when you do this, it increases overall sales as people then buy other stuff. And so that's what's going on here. He said, yes, everybody still buys it at regular price. He goes, let's go $19.95. He's absolutely right. So while you're there, we're going 50% off on the Real Red Pill. It's been sold out. It's a seven-day challenge, though. It takes 7 days from my experience with the pregnenolone and everything that's in it. It's got to build up in your body before your glands and everything from the research can actually pick it up. So Brain Force hits you in 30 minutes. But a Real Red Pill, do yourself a favor. Take the seven-day challenge. It's 50% off. We've also got Myco's EX to knock out the bad stuff in your guts. So the other side of the equation, a probiotic, knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's amazing. That's 50% off. Survival Shield X, 25% off. But a bunch of those specials end today, like Super Male. That sale ends today. Brain Force is the new sale.
Introducing Cell Force by InfoWars Life. Cell Force focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. When I go out in public and I run into old ladies and young men and families looking at me with all that light in their eyes, saying, thank you for what you're doing, Alex, it makes me have mixed feelings, because I know you're as smart as I am. I know you're just as strong as I am, or stronger. And I don't know what to tell you to do. I don't know the answers. I got involved 25 years ago, been on air 23 years. And we put a dent in them, and they're coming after us, and we're under the gun. But I expected to be under the gun. I just didn't expect to be under the gun, basically number two, Trump and then Alex Jones. I mean, that's it. Trump is under the gun in ways I can't even imagine. God. And then I think about what we've gone through. And it hadn't made me feel sorry for myself. It's made me get really upset that I can't do more to beat these people because they're really bad and they're really evil. And I'm tired of people being half awake to what's going on. We got to get aggressive. We got to do whole shows just on solutions, but that means supporting independent media. It means you getting into the media. It means you going to speak in the city council, calling the C-SPAN, marching. But also not giving one red cent to globalists or leftists or any of these people. Because as libertarians and Christians and conservatives and nationalists, we're nice folks. Not anymore. And I was down in San Antonio this weekend. I took my daughters and some of their friends, took two carloads down, my wife and I, with our baby daughter. She's almost 11 months now. She's the baby. And I hung around at the hotel in the Riverwalk while the girls were at Six Flags, and I'd go pick them up later because they ran, you know, ages 15 down to 10. And I got mobbed in Six Flags. I got mobbed outside. I particularly had Hispanic folks who were, you know, white-collar business people at their meetings, you know, down to bellhops that were huge listeners and were telling me, I heard this 2 days ago. I was watching you. I saw the video you shot today up in your room when I was checking out. Like 30 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, you just saw that? And they're like, well, I get alerts. I'm going to watch it later. Yeah. What do we do? They're really making a move. And it made me feel so good, except those people all think I'm going to do it. And I'm not bitching at them. And I'm not even saying I know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But the globalists are pure evil. They're devil worshipers. They're pedophiles. You think I feel big when it comes out all over the news in federal court that not just the nightclub shooter, but his father was a federal informant and was part of some mercenary group? And we already got that from our sources. It came out in the news. And I'm being sued over it by the Democratic Party. And it's in federal court today and has come out all over the news. And now some of the number one Twitter trending, I'm turning into Bugs Bunny, Twitter trending information is Christina M. Travala, or Tor Alava, FBI special agent. Martin considered developing Omar Mateen into a confidential informant for the FBI after investigating him and not finding a tie to terrorism. Sometime after a sheriff's office contacted the FBI about comments Omar Mateen was accused of making in his workplace, he was a security guard for G4S. That's the biggest security firm in the world. Co-workers said Omar Mateen made comments about being connected to Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood. He claimed he had familiar ties to Al-Qaeda. Martin questioned Siddiqui, who said during the Russian invasion, some family fought for Afghanistan. Siddiqui also told Martin there was a distant family connection on his wife's side to Fort Hood shooter. But Martin said he couldn't verify. Martin had Omar Mateen's supervisor wear a concealed recording device. That's how freaked out people were. But never captured Omar Mateen making such statements. And then it just gets into how the FBI was warned. The whole thing tells a story as you go through it through the years. That starts in 2006. Just read them all. Martin, with other law enforcement, interviewed Omar Mateen in his apartment three times. Noor Salam was at the home all three times. The first two, she went in and out of the common area, she's being tried right now, where Omar Mateen was being interviewed. The third time, she was there the whole time, served refreshments and baked goods. Martin thought it was cake. It was very good, by the way. During the first interview, Siddiq showed up. Omar Mateen admitted making the statements, but Martin didn't remember whether it was before or after his father arrived. Omar Mateen said he made the comments because he felt harassed at work. Why? Well, you're a Muslim security guard. Don't work at the gay bar, dude. Marin said he advised Omar Mateen go to his human resources department. The father called Martin upset with his son, said something like, if he had done those things, he was stupid. Defense finished questioning Martin. Prosecutors will question after lunch. That's from inside the trial where of the widow saying she's part of it. Who knows? And it's all coming out that the father and the son were federal informants. No kidding. And yet again, it's the very security supposed to protect you that ends up killing you, just like they stood down in Coward County nearby. So the shootings could happen in another blue state cesshole, another blue abscess, another blue cancer. I want to get your take on the biggest assault on the Second Amendment we've ever seen. The Democrats now admit on CNBC, ABC, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Associated Press, the speeches yesterday, Saturday. They want a total global gun ban. That's what the UN wants. That's the plan, total control, where only the megastate has the weapons. It's a simple equation. It's why we have the Second Amendment. Now we got a lot of mentally ill people and police that stand down all over the country. Every time there's a mass shooting in a red area, the person gets killed in a minute and a half or shorter. Because they got people hired there that want to defend people. Most police are incredibly competent and honorable men and women who got into it because they care about what they're doing. Just like the average citizen's a hard charger. Americans love to fight. We're not cowards. Every red area, they start a mass shooting. In minutes, the piece of crap's dead. I don't care if it's Texas where some guy in a mental institution who wasn't even supposed to have guns escapes the mental institution. The Air Force doesn't file the paperwork. He goes and shoots up a church, and then patriots outside start shooting at him and chase him down and kill his ass deader than a hammer within 2 minutes. That's Texas. But that's the same all over this country if citizens feel like they've got a right to stand up and do something. And that's what the Second Amendment's about. The 99.99999% of us of every race, color, and creed that don't want to go shoot up a school or shoot up a church, but just want to live our lives. And we got firearms because there's a bunch of crazy scumbags out there, and we're not going to roll over to them. And then a Nazi war criminal piece of crap like George Soros is hell-bent on overthrowing this country, and sure, before he dies, he'll finally break the will of this nation and have his big leftist persecution, everybody. Well, I'm here to tell you, you little piece of crap, you'll see hell before you ever see that. And your son Alexander will never see that as well. You will never cross the River Jordan, my friends. You will cross the River Styx into hell itself. So good luck, and you know it. You think you're going to take us with you? No, you're not. America and the world is waking up, and I know in my gut they've jumped the shark. As long as we raise the alarm and point out what's going on, and as long as we get involved. But know this, just like the NRA is getting record members right now, but Remington's going bankrupt from all the lawsuits and the rest of it, they see InfoWars as one of the main fingers on the hand or the fist of the resistance. And if they can chop off any of those fingers, they're going to weaken us. I'm not worried about it. I'm only worried that I'm not going to stay the course. I know I am, but I want to be the strongest I can be. But I need your support now more than ever, because we're under the full globalist attack. And guess what? I wouldn't have it any other way. We'll be back with your phone calls. I'll give you the number.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, more than a year and a half ago, when Omar Mateen went and shot up that Pulse nightclub and killed, what was it, 50-something people in Florida, the media came out and demonized anybody that said that there was reports of a stand down or there had been warnings, but I remember then it came out that he'd been an FBI informant. Now the feds are saying the father was the full informant and the son was only involved with the FBI being looked at as an informant. The point is we've been proven right yet again. And they hope nobody looks at that. Just like they don't want anybody looking at Seth Rich and the chief investigator who used to work for the family just got shot in the back twice and run over, lived. The cops caught the guy and he was a Marine, 40-something years old, assigned to Special Security Unit of the Department of Energy. And that's exactly how it works in the military. People graduate if they're general enlisted and not a commissioned officer into other agencies. And you've got these guys embedded everywhere, from the Marines, the Army, you name it. And they go do little special jobs. So it's the exact type of guy you'd expect from a cutout group to go do assassinations. It's exactly who does it. And then he's shot in the back, and no, it's no big deal. We've got Mike Cernovich coming on. He loves taking calls. I want to take your calls on the march, what we do, how we take action. and on the whole Russia situation that I'm going to get more into as well. I don't get into the Russia thing when they call me a Russian or they call Roger Stone. Everybody's tone deaf to that. Everybody's sick of it. They know it's not true. But when they launch big sanctions on Russia or kick their diplomats out with no proof and escalate new Cold Wars and Trump starts giving into all this, it's a bad thing, especially when the communist Chinese have infiltrated us thousands and thousands of times, the Russians. I mean, if the Russians were in our business, I've never been to Russia. I'm not on Russian payroll. I don't give a flying you know what if they were still communist. But no, it's all a canard by the globalists that are the outside globalists. So they need some outside power to point at so that we don't see that they're the outside power. And we have the U.S. ambassador here saying the people we're expelling are intelligence operatives or intelligence agencies. No, they're not. They're diplomats. Are some of them probably double agents or probably in that capacity? Yes. But they're just getting rid of the diplomatic corps, which is never a good idea. They don't want communication between us and Russia. When you start expelling diplomats, that's the first move towards war. Then sanctions, then blockades, then taking part of Ukraine, overthrowing the government. That's what George Soros is doing. We face the same enemy. Here it is.
Today, President Trump announced the expulsion of dozens of Russian intelligence officers from the United States, along with the closure of its consulate in Seattle, Washington. This is the largest expulsion of Russian intelligence officers in United States history. The United States takes this action in conjunction with our NATO allies and partners around the world in response to a military-grade chemical weapon attack on the soil of the United Kingdom by Russia, and yet the latest in a pattern of destabilizing activities around the world. Today's actions make the United States a safer place by limiting the ability of Russia to spy on Americans and conduct covert activities that threaten America's national security. With these actions, the United States, along with its allies and partners, make clear to Russia that its actions have consequences.
No, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. John Huntsman, whose daughter, famously on Piers Morgan the night after I was on there in 2013, called for me to be shot. She said, Alex Jones needs to be shot and killed. And she went on to say, Piers, you could wear a uniform while you did it. And she fetishizes it. So that just is a little side tidbit about who these people are and what they stand for. Now, let me get the number out here. The toll-free number for you to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, please have a good, strong phone. That's all I ask. And have your points ready on the Russia situation. Whether you agree with me, disagree, I want to hear it. We don't screen your calls. Just have a point, have a clear phone, you're on the air. And what do you think about this giant assault on the Second Amendment where they now are like, yeah, we're going to take your guns. Yeah, we're going to kill you if you don't turn them in. Yeah, we're coming for you. They mean business. What are we going to do about this? And thanks to Trump, the Republicans have raised more money than the Democrats, but those big PACs are sitting on it. They should be financing big marches. They should be getting people galvanized. They should be striking back. But most of them are like Huntsman, these neocon liberals who are not really conservatives, and that's our problem. And it's that same Republican blue blood operation that passed that giant pork barrel omnibus bill, wrapping the defense spending in giant buckets of pork. And Trump, I saw one editorial that had like the Komiyashi Maru Wrath of Khan scenario. Where if he killed it, it would make the economy go down. They would just pass it bad again later. Or he could just put the pressure on them and say, it's their fault. I don't agree with it, but I'm going to sign it. Everybody's still so upset about that because you can grandstand and Twitter and Facebook will let you spread your articles and videos if you attack Trump. I'm not saying people that attack Trump are wrong. I'm not saying they're morally and, you know, not allowed to say that because I've got problems. But when people get hysterical about what Trump did, get as hysterical about Congress that actually passed it. And realize the day before he put big tariffs on China, that's what's really screwing us over, and the tax cuts and the reform and the trillions and trillions of the stock market and the hundreds of billions coming in for new jobs, the 2 million new jobs, on and on and on. Trump overall is a godsend. That's why they're trying to remove him. But if his constituents fall asleep, if we go to bed, if we stop supporting, if we stop keeping his feet to the fire, He will move to the center. That's the way politics works. And ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats will win the House coming up this year, and the impeachment proceedings will start. So remember, we're not staring down the barrel of Hillary Clinton right now. But let me tell you, we have stirred up these criminals. They thought they had the country on its knees. They thought they were invincible. They thought they were unstoppable. And now they are moving against us big time. So they see the NRA and InfoWars and the free press as their biggest enemy. They hate the Drudge Report. They hate the NRA. They hate InfoWars because they know we've never compromised. And they want to intimidate the NRA into bowing. But thanks to gun owners of America and all of you out there, keep them honest. We have the gun culture growing. We have the culture of self-reliance growing in the face of the domesticated masses. And a growing remnant of people are spreading the word. And that's why the globalists are now going to throw everything to the wind, caution to the wind, and they are going to go all out against us to bring in total tyranny. And that's why on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on your own websites, your own platforms, you've got to get political as a way of stopping total physical civil war and economic collapse. If people don't get motivated, if they don't get active, if they don't get involved, the globalist plan to bring us into a depression, to break our will succeed. This is a maximum red alert. Now, I've got the big Russian news. I've got more of the gun-grabbing clips. I haven't even scratched the surface on a bunch of other information here, but we're fighting for our basic rights. We're seeing this giant, organized, globalist criminal syndicate move against the people while the communist Chinese are giving the keys to Apple, the keys to Google, the keys to satellites, the keys to all the emergency phones. That is in the news today. That's coming up next hour as well. Jason, Tim, Alyssa, Jeremy, your calls as well. Mike Cernovich, you name it. Briefly, we hardly ever do this. 50% off our best-selling product, Brain Force. So many of you love it. If you haven't tried it, at $19.95, it is very close to a loss leader. Leading nootropics that are similar formulas are $60, $70 as they mark them up 5 to 7 times. We don't do that. It normally is marked up 150%. Right now it's only marked up, not even quite 50%, it's like 40%. So we're barely making any money on this, but I want you to see how great it is. And the real red pill has been sold out. It's back in stock. It's got a 7-day challenge. You've got to take it for 7 days until it builds up in you, and then everything else works better. Find out about the real red pill at 50% off. Never, never been a better chance to try BrainForce. You've heard all about it. Read the reviews, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you stand against the globalists. You're the reason we're here. You see them all freaking out about us everywhere, playing clips of me at their gun-grabbing Soros march, their anti-America march. It's because they know we're awake. I know what's going on. Back in 2 minutes, we're going right to your phone calls. And again, if you're listening to local radio stations, tell everybody about it. That's how we get around the censors, is you. You are the solution.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.